Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Donovan Mitchell with some pointed commentary getting ready for the Cavs series against the Orlando Magic. It's going to start 1 o'clock Saturday on ESPN. You can get in for good prices. I think with fees right now, you can get in for $36 over there at the Cavs Magic game, game one of the playoffs here. We'll talk about those comments here in a moment. Folks, Daryl Ryder, Andy Baskin, they have the latest news surrounding Cleveland Browns Stadium, and they try to answer the question of, is there a dome in the future of Northeast Ohio? But I also think they're going to have to be talking about Deshaun Watson's health and Deshaun Watson's future here with the Cleveland Browns and if he can take them to the promised land. It's all coming up during new episodes of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe now at 92.3thefan.com or the absolutely free Odyssey app. Read these quotes to me, Tone. This is from Cleveland.com. You got over there from Donovan Mitchell as we get ready for the Orlando Magic and Cleveland Cavaliers, which, by the way, after that game, Peterlin, post game, right here, 92.3thefan, 92.3thefan.com, and on that absolutely free Odyssey app. So make sure you're listening on Saturday. Hopefully good, but good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter. Jonathan will take you through it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell in talking to Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, and sometimes guest here on 92.3 The Fan, said, obviously you're judged by conference finals and finals. That's my mindset. When he was asked about his bar for success, that's kind of where I am and where my head is at. Mitchell said, first round, second round is cool. I'm taking it one round at a time, but my goal is to make the conference finals and get to the NBA finals. That is what I'm judged on.
So you put more pressure on the Cavs? Because it sounds like I asked yesterday, is beating Orlando enough? And a lot of fans said no. And boy, when you just read that, it sounds like that's a no for Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, and I think
is he the guy who can be the number one and take you to that lane as well? Because when you get to the four teams left, that's a very special thing. Eastern and Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think in most normal years, I think it's probably not. He's probably not good enough to shoulder that kind of a load. I mean, we've seen years where Trae Young has gotten to the conference finals, but, you know, those were very specific years. You know, you'd have to go back and look at the bubble. Of course, the bubble year was when Donovan Mitchell had just one of the most insane series ever in playoff runs, but he only got to the semifinals in the Western Conference. But I think in most years, no, Donovan Mitchell is probably not good enough to be able to do that and shoulder that kind
it's
of a
not.
Load. No, I just think Donovan has been amazing. He's been an MVP candidate. He's been second team All-NBA. But the names of guys and the profile of guys that are truly there mean that they're of the magnitude of the Giannis's, the LeBron's, the Kawhi Leonard's, you know, those types of players. I don't think he's been able to do that. And he needs a certain team around him to be able to do that. I think I was hopeful that in year two of Donovan here in Cleveland that Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, that they would be playing at such a level where Donovan wouldn't have to shoulder that kind
of
load.
So is he lying to himself?
Well, did he predict it? Did he?
Well, he went and helped get George Niang here, which it's like George Niang's a good basketball player, don't get me wrong, and we like him, but it's not like he's not part of the core four with the Cavs, and it wouldn't be like he'd be a part of the big three with the Miami Heat or anything like that. But he went and he got George Niang. He wanted to get Max Strus. They got those guys. Clearly, he has this in his head. Winning is, he's obsessed with it, and I love that. But also, you're telling me that he's not one of those guys. He's not that upper echelon guy who can carry them to an Eastern Conference Finals or an NBA Finals. The standard that he has set for himself right here in these quotes with Cleveland.com. That's why I'm asking, is he lying to himself then?
Well,
Not accusing you of lying to the people.
No, I think great players. I think he's a great player, and great players always believe that they can do it, that they can go toe-to-toe with anybody in a series and come out victorious. Like, I believe that Donovan Mitchell believes that he can do that. Unfortunately, he's not 100% healthy to begin with. And
I'm talking in general, not right now. I mean, I think that he knows that he's banged up. I think the Cavs know that he's banged up. And I'm trying to meet him halfway on the rationale for what happened on Sunday. And I know that you called me out for being a stick in the mud earlier in the show. And I want to address that coming up here in less than 20 minutes, also with the Guardians' incredible start. But I think that that's part of the rationale for what they did against Orlando, or what they did to line up Orlando and say, all right, he's injured, because I still think he's a guy that's playing with a significant injury. He's injured. Let's get past Orlando. Let's get a first-round opponent. Let's roll the dice against Boston, because I said to you yesterday, I wouldn't have picked them to beat Boston in October when everybody was healthy. Not everybody, but most people were healthy. Evan Mobley started the season off injured, but I would say that I wouldn't have picked them to beat Boston. So if I wouldn't have picked them to beat Boston, I have to be realistic about it now. But I also think that if this is going to last long-term, Donovan's going to have to be realistic about this too, and understand what limitations he might have, and the Cavs better be able to set him up with people that can help with those limitations and help them exceed them.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be tough for Donovan. Now, to his credit, he's never mentioned leaving Cleveland. He actually never mentioned and never asked for a trade out of Utah.
Yep.
I think he understands the dynamics of the league. And yeah, do I think he'd like to play alongside, you know, a great wing who's ready to win now, maybe a Jimmy Butler? But I mean, there are going to be plenty of places that are going to be attached to him after this season if they flame out in the first round. But it's also easier said than done to get to a place where he can play with one of those guys. Like, that's not easy. That's not easy. And at this stage of his career, you know, he is with a really good Cleveland team that, when Cleveland is healthy and clicking on all cylinders, you know, they're a threat. You know, in the playoffs, I think we'd be a lot more competitive if we'd seen the real Darius Garland, which unfortunately we haven't. Evan Mobley's taking steps. I think the Evan Mobley in 3 years, that's a guy that potentially Donovan Mitchell would love to play alongside of. So, but that's not the Evan Mobley now.
That's fair. Well, that's kind of what I wanted to get to. 216-474-0092, because I got to set the standard here first before I really ask people. Do you consider Eastern and Western Conference final teams, those four, do you consider them the contenders? Like, those are contenders, actual contenders, and then the rest everybody's hoping to have a really nice season or build for the future. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, in any normal year.
So then I must ask, can the Cavs contend with Mitchell as a number one? Can they be a true, because when I say contend, I think a lot of people think that's a wide net. Can they be a finals quality team? When you're in the Eastern Conference or Western Conference Finals, you are a finals quality, finals caliber team. Can they be a finals caliber team with Donovan as the number one?
Yeah, now, because they could have this year, now knowing that Giannis is injured and may not even get through the first round, and they could lose to the Pacers. Like, then that side of the bracket opens up. Like I said, in a weird year, like where Trae Young was able to take his Atlanta Hawks team to the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, but I want something sustainable. Because when we go back to Trae Young with the Atlanta Hawks and everybody's talking about, like, is this going to even work with this guy? Like, that, it just seems like that was such a comet across the sky.
Yeah.
And for Donovan, you mentioned, where was he at his best in the postseason? It was in the bubble. So again, I don't want it to be some comet across the sky. Like, I need something that I believe is sustainable. And one of my major questions and concerns with what they did when they first made the trade. Like, I was pro-trade, love the trade. I guess I go down with that ship, would have made that trade. But one of my major concerns that I had, and it wasn't in the back of my mind, I brought this up on the air several times, is Evan Mobley too young at that time, 2 years ago when they make that trade, to where their timelines aren't going to match up. Now, I didn't foresee Evan Mobley getting hurt a bunch this year and having to really start to come from behind and then try to assert himself with dominance, not getting all the games in that we would want him to get his games in. And to his credit, he's been more aggressive. I think he's been better at the rack. I think he's been better defensively, and that's saying something for the guy. And obviously, he's tried to shoot more threes, even though the gather takes forever for him to do so. That said, I have to speed up his timeline on a guy that we all understand is not going to have his timeline sped up unless he's ready for it. I have to try to speed up his timeline to get him to play alongside Donovan Mitchell for one of two reasons. One, I want Donovan Mitchell to be placated. The second thing is you and I both believe that he is not a true alpha. No, take that back. He has that type of idea in his head. A true one percenter. A true LeBron, Giannis, et cetera, guy. I think he thinks that. I don't believe it. You don't believe it. And I think that it's the same thing when you see Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard believe it. That's why I always make the comparison. He believed it for a long time. And I think that when Donovan sees that, I think that he sees he cost himself in his career that Dame Lillard did. And so I think, well, why aren't you thinking the same way? But that means that I have to move on. And so I'm stuck in a rock and a hard place here with Evan Mobley trying to get him up to that next level that I think he can be at, to where some people are losing that faith that he can be at. And if he doesn't get there, we're never going to have this come to fruition where they're going to be a true finals quality team.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean you just don't even try.
Apparently, like, yeah,
like,
of course,
like
yes.
Like the Knicks, do the Knicks have a player? Like, you just went through that entire catalog of whether you're truly a contender or not based on all these different checklist items, okay? I mean, are the Knicks? No, but that doesn't mean their fans aren't excited. Like, yeah, Jalen Brunson has outplayed Donovan Mitchell two different times. Is that sustainable? Is that a way that the Knicks, I mean, the Knicks still have assets to try to make a big swing. Some people think they're still going to try to make a big swing towards Donovan Mitchell. I don't even know if that makes sense for them. But that's why you still got to roll out the balls and see what happens, because there are injuries. Like, all of a sudden, imagine if Jason Tatum in round two, say the Cavs get to round two, Jason Tatum, falls over Evan Mobley's leg. And then all of a sudden, you are feeling confident. Darius Garland just got past the bugaboos of the first round series, and Donovan Mitchell is getting better and better and better. Like, you just never know. That's why you can't take it for granted.
I don't want to be in a position where I have to be patient, or I have to hurry patience. Because you're mentioning Boston, and I think a lot of people understand this, that Boston might be at its hilt right now. I mean, a year and a half ago, people were thinking, can this team, are we looking at the last iteration of this team together with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum together? And now they look like they are an unstoppable force that's going to go to the NBA Finals and maybe win an NBA championship this year. But if I were to look at them and say, if you were to lose, then it starts to get blown up, but it's a buildup. So now I'm losing time to build up because I'm so concerned about Donovan Mitchell's contract situation. So I got to get him to understand that this is still going to take more time and that the grass isn't always greener on the East Coast or wherever you might want to play, whether it be coastal basketball.
But either way,
I'm trying to juggle a lot of things here as a Cavs fan.
It all starts with them winning this series. They can't do anything until they win this series.
Obviously.
So all season, we talked about the premium that is placed on the playoffs. That's always been the case, whether it's superstars or whether it's a rebuilding team. We don't start to take you seriously until you win more than one playoff game. You have to win a playoff series. And I know this town seems to be divided about, yeah, but then they'll play Boston in the second round. You know what? I'll talk about that when we get there, but we've got to get there. We have to win this series. The stakes are really high. I'm excited about this series with Orlando. I do think we're going to learn a ton about Darius Garland, about Evan Mobley. I already know what Donovan Mitchell at his peak is capable of. It's time for the other guys. It's time to experience that, and I think they are well-suited for this playoff matchup.
7:45, two-second trivia. You win a four-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. You're going to love them. They taste fantastic. I've had them. I've had all four at once. I've sat outside a bus like in Billy Madison, eating and laughing at the same time. Norm MacDonald was there. It was amazing. But go ahead. Two-second trivia, 7:45, your chance to win a four-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero. Coming up next, Lima accused me of being a stick in the mud earlier today because I think I'm turning into him in some ways. And it's hard to stay calm when they start off that hot. Your Gardos are 12-5 on the Fan. I'm going to watch him, and I'm going to hope that the Cavs win. I'm going to go, let's see, start a stopwatch, Mitch. See how long it takes for me to raise my voice here because he likes to push my buttons, and the buttons are about to be pushed. Because, of course, the marble mouth of Crawford County, he decided he wanted to make a video of it. So here's me being a stick in the mud. You're reading emails from listeners here about how are not whooping it up. I go, guys, it's Monday and Tuesday. I'm pretty upset about what happened on Sunday. Today's Wednesday. I can't sit there and beat them up all week getting ready for the postseason. But you can't sit there and tell me that I'm being a negative one when it's $36 to get in on Sunday.
Oh,
it's $36.
I think people are on your side.
I'm not trying to have that side.
I think that's the sad. No, those are your feelings.
But those are your feelings.
That's okay.
Those are not my feelings. My feelings is not to ignore the Cavs or not go to the game. I'll never tell you to not buy a ticket to a sporting event in Cleveland.
All I'm asking is when, as Clevelanders, did we get so nonchalant over making the playoffs? And what? Because we didn't like the last game of the regular season where we benched half the team to begin with to start the game. And then in the fourth quarter, we benched the rest of them. Like, I think that's weird. That, to me, doesn't make sense. Like, you can be upset with their strategy, although this strategy got them a winnable series where we could have been playing. We didn't know at the start of that day. We could have been playing the Miami Heat. We could have been playing Philadelphia. And you know what? Nobody would have picked the Cavs to win that series.
All right, 216-474-0092. Are you excited for the Cavs for the postseason, and should I be more excited? I'm not trying to be a downer about it, for crying out loud. That's my problem with this. I'm being painted to be some downer about the Cavs getting ready for the postseason. Guys, it's been four-hour shows. We've talked about other things. I got to talk about Watson's shoulder. There's a lot of things going on here. We're juggling a lot of different things. And because of what happened on Sunday, which, hey, I didn't say they messed up the basketball gods. You got people around you saying it. But I'm also, I will tell you this, I am afraid to go out there and stick my chest out and whoop it up and have them go out on Saturday and lose in front of their own home crowd. That does concern me. That worries me.
I think that's...
I don't know what faith level I have in this team.
But that same issue, and I know you got frustrated with me about bringing up the Browns. We didn't even entertain them getting blown out and humiliated.
I don't think anybody thought they'd get blown out
against the Texans. But why would it matter? Why would that? That can always happen in sports. Why would you let that sink you in what should be a nice pep rally week when we wouldn't do that? We would never do that for the Browns getting ready for a playoff game.
Afterwards, you're the one who's sitting there bitching and moaning my ear off about how nobody wants to talk about the playoff game. They just want to talk about how great of a season the Browns had.
So who wants to bemoan bad things over here? But I'm telling you, when we were getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers that year, the COVID year, everybody said the Browns were going to – everybody picked against the Browns. Me and you were like, hey, there's a chance. This time around, you're not with me. You don't seem to even care whether there's a chance or not.
They're favored.
Okay.
They're favored in the game.
But you're telling me, well, it doesn't matter because they'll lose to Boston in the next round.
I didn't say that.
The Browns are going to lose to Patrick. But the way you're acting, you don't need to say it. People can hear it. People understand the language.
So now I can't.
They know how obviously nonplussed you are at this whole situation.
Nonplussed?
I'm using a term out of your playbook.
My host with Nick Wilson.
That is exactly how you are coming off right now, is nonplussed. You are coming off as somebody who is to me taking for granted a potential playoff run. Like, if they get through the next 2 weeks, we're going to feel a lot better about the Cavs than we feel about them today. No.
So I should just be happy that they made the playoffs?
Do you disagree? But you're just projecting that bad things are going to happen.
I'm not projecting bad things. That winning in the playoffs isn't a bad thing.
I'm saying, you, Ken Carmen, me, this show, we didn't do that when we were going up against Big Ben and the ugly Pittsburgh Steelers. We were underdogs in that game. We didn't do it for the next week against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. We built it up as we got a chance to win this.
That
you don't seem to care.
There was a different... Obviously... Stopwatch still going?
No, I just stopped it.
Come on.
It was 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
All right, let's start it again. Obviously, I care. Why wouldn't I care? I care. But you keep going back to the 2020 playoff season when everybody was out with COVID and we reached the point where we threw our hands up and go, okay, let's just give them hell. That was a different era. I'm looking at a Cavs team now where now I'm supposed to whoop it up and I hope that they do well, but I'm also just supposed to accept that these moves that they made were just to win a one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One series in the playoffs.
I don't even think it's whoop it up. It's the regular season's very long. It's like 5 months of NBA basketball where you have highs and lows. Every team, you know.
Happy that we're here.
We had the 18-2 run, and I told you at the time, hey, every team in the NBA these days, they all have a great run. The Pelicans who lost last night, they had one of the most dominant runs of the year in the NBA. The Clippers had like a 25-3 run. Okay. Is this the future of how sports fans and how we're going to watch the Cavs and the Guardians? And, well, it doesn't really matter to the playoffs. But then we get to the playoffs. Oh, it doesn't really matter till we get to the next round. Like, I hate that. I want to get excited about a playoff.
You can get as excited as you want to get. Nobody is stopping you from getting excited.
You seem that excited about me being excited.
Well, no, because if I raise my voice, then I'm just yelling at you and I don't make any sense. So now I have to keep my voice down.
You don't have to keep your voice down.
Well,
Listen, you know what? I say, tell me how you really feel. I can tell how you really feel. You're not excited about the Cavs in the playoffs, and that's fine. You don't have to be. I guess I want to talk to people who are excited. I want to get excited. I didn't watch all this basketball all season and follow the box scores and follow every team and listen to all the experts and read and inundate myself with all the coverage of the NBA to then get to the playoffs and go, we don't have a chance to win the finals, so it doesn't matter.
I also don't know if I believe you when you were the one having petty arguments with people at all hours of the night about Max Strus and how good he was.
Yeah, what was that, four months ago?
Things change.
It's a long season.
Do they? Because you were upset.
By the way, Max Strus shooting 40% after the All-Star break. That excites me.
So you thought that...
Things have changed,
You
Kenny.
Thought that the moves that they made were overrated. However, one saying that we should just enjoy getting to the playoffs.
Now it's time to see how these moves react in a playoff series.
Okay.
All of this, we all knew going into the season, it wasn't going to be about the regular season. It was going to be about the playoffs. Here we are, it's the playoffs, and now people are dropping off the bandwagon.
I'm not dropping off any bandwagon.
What was the point of any of this? What was the point about you begging me to flip the switch for an entire month of radio programming?
I felt that way at that time.
Okay,
I really strongly felt that way. We're allowed to change, and I
appreciate that.
Apparently you can change, I can change, and we can all change. Listen, I'm not telling them to not buy tickets. I'm not the one driving it down to $36 after fees.
But they can hear it in
your
voice.
I'm not the one doing it.
They can hear it in your voice.
I'm not the one drawing down the tickets. I'm not the one telling them to go, not go or go. I would want them to go to the games.
Hey,
I'm speaking with a smile on my face. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Fan. It's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning at 64 degrees. Everything's
perfect. In many
perfect.
Ways, you represent the fans, and I think they're with you. And I think it's unfortunate. I hate it. I think the city's wrong on this. I think you're wrong on this. I want to be excited about the playoffs. I never want to take the playoffs for granted. I thought by the last LeBron run when Kyrie was gone, we were talking about how ugly and the drama and how we weren't really enjoying it anymore.
Yeah,
and
you're
I hated
the guy
that.
Who gave me a whole
but
argument.
That was, but hold on, I'm finishing.
Okay.
But
fine.
But I understood it. This I don't understand. I don't understand this at all because this unit, this group hasn't been to the NBA Finals. They haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals. They haven't even won a damn playoff series. And yet we're acting as if winning a playoff series doesn't matter anymore. Why did this team get these expectations, but the Browns never get these expectations?
You just mentioned a bunch of things that I think people feel that are disappointments about what they've done. If Deshaun Watson, and you're bringing up the Browns here, so we'll continue to bring up other teams instead of we should be focusing on the Cavs, but I'll play with you on this. We're talking about a guy like Deshaun Watson, where if Deshaun Watson goes out and falls short of whatever expectations there are, then people are going to hammer the Browns and hammer him, and rightfully so. But when it comes to the Cavaliers, I mean, you had last year, we had Joe Flacco, a 39-year-old guy. Come on, Tone, that's shooting fish in a barrel. Obviously, people didn't think that they were going to do as well as they did. That's why people latched on. If you had Craig Porter Jr. leading the Cavs to the postseason and the four seed overall, yeah, I think a lot of people would have a different tone to everything.
I totally disagree with you. I was doing radio with you that week. I think you're misremembering how excited we got about the potential.
I was doing radio with you 2 weeks ago when you were begging me to accept trying to get LeBron back here in Cleveland. Who's holding on to what?
I think you are forgetting how we started thinking about a Browns with a great defense and Joe Flacco making some of the insane throws and having the most explosive offense in the NFL since he took over. We had metrics to back it up. We were talking ourselves into craziness, but we're not willing to do it here. Why aren't we willing to do it here?
Because I just explained to you, there was a different guy on the field, and so it was a crazy storyline. So when you're winning games that nobody thinks you're supposed to win and you're not going quietly into the season, then I think everybody just feels that, well, there must be some sort of magic here with this team, so maybe we can let it ride. When I have Donovan Mitchell on the floor, what's the first thing I say? Well, he's playing with an injury. Okay, I have Darius Garland on the floor.
He did look better the last time we saw him.
Well, he's been playing with injuries. Okay, the one time we saw him play against Indiana, he looked better when we saw him on Friday.
Last time we saw Darius Garland, he hit some clutch shots. Final 5 minutes, looked pretty confident. That was a game they wanted to win.
I mean, I just don't believe what you're saying right now. I really don't.
What don't you believe?
I just don't think you're being honest with
yourself.
You
don't think I'm excited about the playoffs?
You have been much more measured and pragmatic than me at every turn in our entire life together, and I don't think you're being honest with yourself. I think you want to play the music, and I think you want to get excited, and I'm the type of guy who loves a good party, and I love to play the music and get excited. I'm a more emotional person than you, and I can't believe that you're sitting over here telling, I can't believe you guys can't believe that we can't go to the playoffs. I mean, there's a lot of things we can't believe right now.
I love the NBA. I love the NBA playoffs. I'm going to get excited about the Cavs in the playoffs trying to get their first series win
and no
post-LeBron.
One's going to sit up there.
I thought we were all going to be on board. I didn't know that was going to be a tough bar for us to reach.
Everybody's on board. No one's going to sit on their hands.
No, it doesn't sound like anybody's on board.
So what, we're going to have an empty arena on Saturday?
It does not sound like you. No, I think they'll be there. I think people are giving tickets away, apparently. I mean, what? A playoff tickets? We've gotten to the point in Cleveland. Congratulations on all our success that we're like, playoffs, first round, $30, whatever. We are the cheapest of
36.
All. 36. We are the cheapest of every venue, I think, in the first round of the playoffs. Congratulations on our success. Didn't know we had it in us. What a sports town. Amazing sports town. Certainly sounds like.
Our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
I'm going to remember this next year, too. When we're talking Browns in a regular season, I'm going to say, don't care. Wake me up when it's the playoffs. That's the new Ken Carmen approach, Barry.
That is not my approach.
It is. It is. It has been.
That's not my approach.
From the guy that wanted me to flip the switch all year. This is Ken Carmen.
I wanted you to flip the switch. How does this turn into something on me? I'm not making him feel that way.
Let's see.
JJ in Cleveland, hello.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hi.
I'm a first off say I love listening to y'all's show.
But
this sucks, bro. This sucks.
I agree.
What sucks?
The feeling around the Cavs making the playoffs, and everybody is like, don't know if they want to get on the bandwagon. They off the bandwagon because we lost the last game on purpose. I mean,
they got a better playoff matchup.
Nobody's off the bandwagon.
Thank you. At the beginning of the season, everybody was saying we just need to make the playoffs and get out the first round. They set themselves up to do that.
Nobody's off the bandwagon. If they're mad, it's not that. You guys are mixing.
We're all missing the point.
You are all missing the point.
We're all dumb.
I didn't say you're dumb.
Guardians that choked to get their seed a little better, nobody would have a problem with it at all. But because it's the Cavs, for some odd reason, everybody's losing their mind. We in the playoffs. What are we going to do if we get to Boston and we win? Then everybody back on the bandwagon again?
I don't think Ken can do the show.
Nobody's off
or stay off.
For the love of God. Shut up. No one's going to tell anybody how to be a fan.
Now he's telling you, JJ.
You're not going to tell anybody how to be a fan.
Listen to Ken Carmen.
Because he's upsetting me, and now you're upsetting me.
You should be a man of the people.
Hold on.
I don't know this Ken Carmen.
JJ. No, I apologize.
Ken Carmen.
I should have told you to shut up. Everybody, we're all sorry with each other here.
The old Ken Carmen and Maslin, that would never. I mean, Ken Carmen now with a cul-de-sac.
I was born in Canton. I was born in
the Ken Carmen compound. I don't recognize this guy.
JJ.
I'm going to go down there and watch us
JJ.
Kick a mud hole through their butt and move on to the next round for $36.
JJ, I'm sorry for saying that. And I know we are all sorry with each other.
Let me tell you this.
No one's off the bandwagon. You can't tell people how to be fans. Well, yeah, it left a bad taste in their mouth.
They're not off the bandwagon.
They're
mad because we lost the last game and set up our seed. Why?
You never have a team basically put a cap on their side.
I bet if Paul DePodesta told Ken it was a smart decision, he'd reverse field quickly.
If Paul DePodesta said anything to me, I go, holy crap, you're
That's
talking
what you
to
sound
me?
Like?
You remember my name? Oh, my God.
you never know what's going to happen in the playoffs, man. You might as well, if you can, set yourself up a little easier. You never know. We might play the Celtics and actually beat them.
JJ,
I got faith that we can beat the Celtics. They're not an unbeatable team.
We do got to go. And I thank you for the call and the kindness, JJ. I really sincerely do, and I'm glad I got a chance to apologize for that. I didn't mean to be like that. But, damn it, I'm being accused of jumping off a bandwagon. There ain't no bandwagon to jump off of. Everybody's excited. They will be excited at least on Saturday. That's why people have the kind of attitudes that they have. They want more out of the team that they put together.
Line them up. Here they are.
We'll get back to the two-second trivia. We got you guys here.
We'll do two-second trivia later.
216-474-0092.
People want to...
What?
I think people want to get on and...
I want to hear these people.
Give you a piece of the medicine here, Kenny.
Fire up the music.
Let's go.
I
knew they were out there.
No, you're doing it on purpose. I think you're loving it right now.
I am loving it now.
I don't believe that you believe what you're saying.
I was worried these Cavs fans...
You won't look me in the eye when you're talking to me.
I was worried these Cavs fans didn't exist, and here they are.
You won't even look me in the eye when you're talking to me.
They remember the old Ken.
The old Ken is still this Ken.
Not compound cul-de-sac Ken.
I am the old Ken. The new Ken is the old Ken. This Ken has not changed.
Okay, Bill Maher.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
What does Bill Maher have to do with it?
Oh, no. They've changed. I haven't changed. Sure.
I really don't think he has. I mean, I watched Politically Incorrect back in the day. I don't really think he has. All right, you guys coming up next on The Fan. Come on, get loud.
Wow, Ken, let you play the song.
Yell at everybody.
I thought you were under directive not to get anybody excited about the
Your show is
Cavs.
Your show.
Start the pep rally right now.
It's your
now.
Show,
no,
too.
I'm not going to do it if the show's not feeling it.
Play the music. I want the Cavs to win.
He wants the Cavs to win.
I would like the Cavs to win basketball games. That's fun.
There's no way we just got into that argument. We had one earlier in the week.
Yeah, and they all dropped off because they know what the truth is. I know what the truth is. They know you're fraudulent. They know you don't believe what you're saying.
There's no way at least a piece of you isn't rooting for the Cavs to lose now so you can be validated.
Why would
there's
I want
no
to?
Way.
No. God,
I've
no.
gotten in big arguments before.
No.
I've admitted it.
No.
There have been times where I've admitted my favorite teams. I wanted them to. They're Buckeyes. There have been Buckeye teams. I've been like, yeah, if they lose, I get what I want in this. Holtman, one of them, I'll admit it. I was rooting for Holtman to lose. And now I got what I wanted. He's gone.
No.
Sometimes it works
out.
If
they went to the NBA Finals and won.
You want to win an argument, it probably serves you better to have the Cavs lose.
No. My argument is that you are not realistic in what you said. You've totally done an about face, and I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know if certain general managers or team presidents have gotten in on your phone too, like other people in Cleveland media. I'm not sure.
Reckless speculation.
I don't know what's going on over there. Because you were the one, you were as critical. I mean, they couldn't fart without you criticizing them earlier in the year. And now all of a sudden, it's rah-rah, it's get your pom-poms out, and Ken's being the fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, because
I'm not being that
because
way.
Because we sat through 5 months to get to the playoffs, and now we're totally changing the argument. Now the playoffs don't matter anymore.
Just happy to make the playoffs around here. Spent 3 first-round picks, got 3 guys in the top 5 playing for your basketball team.
Not happy to make the playoffs.
That's just what you said. We're just happy to make them.
Making the playoffs is certainly a different thing than it used to be. When we were younger, very few baseball teams got in.
Better than not making them.
The NFL, before the wild card, the NFL was tough. When the NFL lets 44% of its teams make the playoffs, by definition, it's never been easier to make playoffs. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a chance to see Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, get past the bugaboos. Jared Allen, who has been ripped by everybody for the last year for his comments at the end of last year, me included. I've ripped him. You've ripped him. We didn't like that. And you know what?
It kind of changed by the time Christmas came around because I'm like, man, this guy's playing his ass off.
Yeah. So now let's see it in the playoffs. I am excited about the fact that the stakes are this high, that there is this much pressure. When you go and pick your team the way they picked the Orlando Magic, you better win now.
But to make your point, you can't sit there and say Ken's secretly hoping they lose. You can't do that.
It does not sound like you are excited about this team in any way. And them winning in exciting fashion –
I think would make you look bad, certainly.
Because it's been such a weird roller coaster of a year. Like, back in January, I thought they'd never lose again. Because it's been such a weird-ass year, honestly, Tone, there is a part of me where I don't know why I'm this way. I'm a little bit afraid to put faith in them. To put a lot of stock faith in them and say, this is going to be different. This is going to be the way it is. I'm a little bit afraid. I don't know why. Well, I know why. I don't. Usually I can just look past it and keep going, but I can't do it. I cannot do it. Every time I whoop it up, something bad happens. Go to the phones. D in Tremont. Yellow.
Hey guys, great show.
Thank you.
I'm sweating after that debate with JJ.
Good.
I did want to comment on that, but I wanted to say I've been really impressed with the traffic reports by Joe Check.
That's the type of excitement we need.
We love the Cavs out here,
town.
Baby.
We're doing coming in hot calls.
Josh on the road.
Morning, boys.
Hi.
Couple points. Anthony, I think you're really kind of wrong here. Everybody wants the Cavs to go to the finals, man. We're rooting for them. We love them.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But, no, we are. We really
listen
are.
Listen to that unbridled enthusiasm.
Well, here, I guess another point I want to make with you, Anthony, that's just a real quick point. You mentioned the Browns and Flacco and the excitement and then the Cavs now. The Browns and Flacco, the offense was dead. We had a great defense, but there's no offense. Flacco came in and completely.
Can we stop comparing the Cavs and Browns?
You brought it up, Ken.
I did bring it up.
I don't want him to. I thought it was silly then. I'm so sick and tired.
I think he's hypocritical now.
Because it sits there and it splits the fan base. Most people we're talking to, get off the internet and pay attention for a second, everybody. Most fans are fans of all three teams here. You guys like to cut each other up. You guys like to sit there and divide each other amongst, oh, he's a Guardians fan, but he's not a Browns fan. You're fans of all the teams, guys. You're fans of all the teams. There you go, Josh. Continue.
Yeah. I love the Cavs. I'm fired up for them. Let's just hope they can get it together. That's the problem. That's why everybody's bummed out. They haven't been playing well together. We want them to.
They haven't played together.
I hope they beat LeBron's records in the playoffs. They're like the best Cavs team ever. But I don't know if it's going to
happen. Lima wanted LeBron back last week. So, I mean, that's
I
where his
them.
Faith level
yeah,
is
Yeah, if LeBron
at.
Was on this team, I'd feel
Josh?
A lot better about them. Yes.
There you go. We still need to keep back to LeBron.
He's still pretty
going
damn good.
Going back to LeBron well again. Okay, that's great. At least I'm trying to move forward. Hello, you're next up on the fan, Mike in Cleveland Heights.
Hey, Ken, how's it going? And Anthony.
It's going wonderfully.
Hey, I've talked to you guys for a while, many years, like over 10 years. And you know I'm the king of non sequiturs, right?
I don't really know, but continue.
May I have a non sequitur? And this is, you're going to like this one, Ken.
I don't think I am, man. We don't have a lot of time. You got to stay on. You got to stay on task.
The Zips are going to be top 25.
Why do you do it?
Why? Ken's right. I'm wrong. Yep. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the Cavs. Congratulations.
I'm not going to do a champions pose.
What a sports
to be the
town.
Saddest
what a tremendous sports town that we've become.
It's a good sports town, but they're not going to fake
I guess
it.
The
they're
state
not,
of our city is strong,
I guess
and we're just
they're not
going to
fake it.
Wake
started.
Me up when
they're
the Browns season
gonna
starts.
They're not going to fake it. They're not going to fake
Wake me up when the 24th rated
right
quarterback
now.
Gets back at the helm.
I almost just made
following a glenoid injury. Then you guys will get excited again. There you go. Wake
There's
me
a
up.
Song you can get behind.
Let
you
me know when they put Nick Chubb's leg back together again and get him back on the field so we can get excited.
Whoa. Hey.
Let me know.
Easy. Hey.
I guess that's when this town gets excited
leave
again.
Nick out of it. I just want to let you know CBS does have the Browns on the Tom Brady top 10.
Oh, there we go.
You want to talk about the power rankings that matter? In case you need to break that glass, CBS has the Browns on the Tom Brady top 10. They're just not going to fake it for you, man. It's a real city with real people.
We
were just
And by the time Saturday comes around.
And those real people only care about one team in this town, obviously.
They care about the Cavs, but they're not going to be fooled again. They will be excited on Saturday. No one's going to sit on their hands.
Maybe that's the new Cavs song. Don't get fooled again.
All right, 8:45 we'll do two-second trivia, okay? 8:45 two-second trivia. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, I hated them, but their legacy is good for us. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima here on the...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.